Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. For the past couple days, I've been playing with an app called Talk Show, and it is an iOS app that is referred to as texting in public. And well, you might say, well, how is that different from Twitter? And the way it is that you can set up a show, which is essentially, I guess, a channel to talk on, and you use it like, well, SMS or iMessage or WhatsApp or whatever, people can watch what you're doing live, they can react to it live, you can add co-hosts to it, and then you can decide if a particular co-host is being obnoxious, you can kick them out and bring them, you know, take them back to the audience. So the person who creates the show is ultimately the one in charge of keeping people in, out of it. And so it's kind of a, let's say it is texting in public. It's, I guess it's like, you know, I don't know, Periscope, but there's no video. It's you know, it's text and pictures and the kinds of things you can do in text. You can attach GIFs from Giphy, which seems to be a popular feature these days. And I don't, you know, I kind of thinking through the implications of it and yeah, okay. Again, it's nice for, I guess, topical sort of things, right? I mean, things like, oh, I don't know, like an Apple earnings call or something like the Golden State Warriors playing the Houston Rockets. You could do event-based things. And of course, you can do it amongst your friends. But I suspect that it's necessarily going to be useful for finding new people, right? It's people that have an existing audience already, or you got a bunch of people, and maybe you want to have a few other people watch along. There's something to be said for that, I suppose. But I really think that this will be an interesting app to see how if it gets any traction and if anybody actually uses it. In terms of an interface, it's certainly it's pretty easy to use. I imagine discovery is going to become a real issue once a number of people start using it. It's definitely not. As I say, it's you can see what's going on right now, but if you want to go back and find an old show that might still be on, it's a little harder to do. Now, the cool thing is, of course, I can take, for example, I can take a show and essentially share it on the web, and people can look at it, and it's a pretty pleasing thing to look at. It looks like you're watching somebody's iMessage. Is fairly similar to that, it is something that I could see being useful. Now, of course, where does the money get made? I don't know. But will people continue to use it over time? I don't know. But I'm going to play with it for a little while and see. As I say, it's more like a broadcast thing, more than like meeting random people kind of thing, like you can do on Twitter. And of course, you can do a lot of this stuff on Twitter. But it's a little harder to follow, say, a topic, right? Because you have to follow a hashtag. Well, what's a hashtag, and you're going to find all kinds of crap there. This is so, it's again, people that already have an audience, it gives them a place to, well, do things live that's not video and whatever. It's a little bit different. And the guy that started it was apparently a former executive at Twitter. So it's something new social to play with. And of course, you can find me there as Phoneboy, just like on any other social media, it seems like. How long will it last? I don't know, but certainly not going to throw it out yet. My snarky thing will last about a week. Kind of like Peach. Peach disappeared pretty quickly. This has a little bit more potential, I think. But again, it's not just Twitter or not just Facebook or whatever. It is something a little bit different. We seem to be reinventing the wheel many times within these sorts of things. But hey, it's worth trying. And so, check it out and see what kinds of things you see on there. And let me know what you think. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.